Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Mom Life Unfiltered on Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast with me, Dre Williams. If you have not ever listened to an episode, welcome in, take a seat, and just take a moment to pause and enjoy this episode. If you ever looked at your life and thought, I feel like I'm doing what everyone else is doing, but something still feels off, this episode is for you, because today we're talking about something that really shifted my perspective. What if normal isn't actually healthy? So I want to start here. There was a time in my life where I genuinely thought I was doing okay when it came to my health. I grew up eating what was normal, moving how people around me moved, and because I was an athlete in high school, I assumed that meant I was healthy. But looking back, I wasn't being intentional, and that's okay. You know, when you know better, you do better. And that's something I had to really sit with as I got older, especially in my early 20s, because when you're not intentional, you just follow what's around you, and what's around you isn't always aligned with the life you actually want. When I started actually looking into the data, it really made me pause. And I did this a couple days ago, because my husband and I, we were on our way to a walking trail, and I was just curious. I was like, let me look this up. I told y'all I'm a data girl. Because on average, only about 1 in 4 Americans are getting enough physical activity, and only about 1 in 10 are eating enough vegetables daily. And I remember thinking, if that's normal, then normal isn't healthy. And that's just not judgment. That's just awareness. Because a lot of us are living lifestyles that we didn't consciously choose. We inherit them through habits. You see what people before you have done. And I'm not saying, you know, go ahead and tell them you didn't feed me right. It's more so just gaining that knowledge. It's no judgment. It's gaining the knowledge and awareness. For me, things started to change when I began learning more about food, when I became mostly plant-based. I had to learn. And I'm talking about learning new vegetables, learning simple ways to cook, learning how long things actually take. My husband and I always laugh how you, like, you know, when you people make vegetables, you know, offense if this is you, like, you know, when you overcook some vegetables and they just don't taste right versus if you just steam them a bit and they taste really good fresh. That's me. I love to steam it, and I love when it has that crunch to it, okay? When I'm like, okay, this is my type of vegetable, right? But I had to learn how to get to that point. It wasn't just overnight. I had to teach myself. I had to really learn how to get out of my comfort zone, try new things. When I'm a picky eater, and even if you're a picky eater, you can learn how to try new things that are within your palate. And sometimes your palate does change. Not sometimes, your palate does change as you mature your palate into what you like to eat. But I'm not going to go on a tangent with that. But what I realized, it doesn't have to be complicated. It's just unfamiliar. And once something becomes familiar, it becomes easier to maintain. And that's when I started creating a lifestyle instead of just reacting to life. Another big shift for me was realizing that movement isn't optional. It has to be a non-negotiable, which I told y'all about my habit tracker. I have to track my movement. And I don't play. Yeah, I don't play about my movement. I'm like, yeah, let's go on a walk. It has to be raining or if we're taking like a little rest day. But we don't let that rest day turn into a week. We like, we back at it. Like, I'm currently only drunk about 40 ounces of water today. And I had to drink my other 40 ounces before the end of the night. And my habit tracker holds me accountable to make sure that I'm fueling my body and being intentional about what I'm eating. And just me and my husband hold each other accountable. We hold the kids accountable. Kids hold us accountable. It's just a whole thing. But it has to be non-negotiable. Not in a stressful way, but in a foundational way. Because it can be fun. Because a mom, I'm thinking about having energy, being able to keep up with my kids, feeling strong in my body. And what helped me We're simplifying it, starting with 5,000 steps a day. Then I build on to 10,000 steps a day. And now I'm like, okay, as long as I'm in a range between 5,000 and 10,000, or even more than 10,000, I'm good. Because that's going to be my baseline. Because consistency is what actually creates change. Here's the truth. Drinking enough water every day, cooking meals from scratch, moving your body consistently, that doesn't happen by accident. And when I say cooking from scratch, you can meal prep, you can learn new ways, and you can build on. You can say, this week I'm going to learn how to make pasta sauce. And you try that out. But it can be fun. It's engaging. You can it can be a family time to learn more about foods and stuff. You will learn like, oh, this is not hard to make. I didn't know this was so easy. It just takes time, and it takes that effort and that willpower to want to do it. You don't have to change everything overnight. You don't need a perfect routine. You just need to start. Start where you are. Maybe that looks like walking more this week, adding one vegetable to your meals, drinking more water each day, small intentional steps. Because those small steps turn into habits, and those habits turn into your lifestyle. Now, I'm not preaching to you, telling you that's what you need to go do right now. But if you want that change, if you want to see yourself with more energy and feel better from inside out, this is the way that you can do that. And I want to tell you, if you're ready to do that, you can sign up for the No Pressure Reset Challenge. These are the small habits that we start to build on so that you can see those results. And it doesn't happen overnight, but it's about starting where you're at in that 1% rule. You want to get 1% better each day, because at the end of the year, you're going to be 365% better. And I believe that for you, if that's what you want to do. Because as moms, we're the foundation of the home. What we eat impacts the family. How we show up impacts the family. And I believe that for you. If that's really what you want to do, I'm here to support you on that. And be sure to follow. And if this episode resonated with you, I want you to take a moment and ask yourself, what is one small thing I can do today to create a healthier routine? Start there. Okay? And if you're looking for more support, more real conversations like this, the No Pressure Reset Challenge will be the link in the description. You can click it and sign up. And I look forward to seeing you in there. And I'll talk to you next episode. Have a good one.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from Quick Wellness Guide to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.